It's incredibly hard to believe that the Yom Ha'aretz, that Rosh Hashanah, is just a few short days away. In today's email, Amir Hashem, you will find your seat assignments as well as the various instructions for entering the indoor minyanim, entering the outdoor minyanim, as well as the different procedures, policies, and protocols that we have in place, including social distancing, the wearing of a mask over one's mouth and nose. But I just want to take an opportunity, first of all, to express how incredibly happy I am that you have chosen to join us for the Yamim Noraim. It's been an incredibly overwhelming couple of months that has seen so much change and so much turmoil, but has also seen our Kila kind of go off in different directions. And it's beautiful to see that so many of you will be joining us, Amir Hashem, for Yamim Noraim. And I truly look forward to Amir Hashem davening with you, doing tshuva together with all of you, getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch with all of you, and Amir Hashem having the opportunity also to reinvigorate and strengthen our Kihila bonds. You're going to get your seat assignments today. You'll find that exactly where you are. And I just want us to go into Yamim Noraim with the right mindset. You know, life is all about creating proper expectations. This is an imperfect setup for a highly challenging and difficult year. The indoor minyanim are going to occupy the shul, the social hall, as well as what became our base medrash, the former rooms 2 and 3. It's a big L. The outdoor minyanim are also going to be a big L, with the men's tent opposite, really parallel to the opposite the building, the women's tent, to kind of the L coming out of the men's tent with the chazan's tent in the middle. You'll get a diagram that'll give you all of this information. But I want to speak to all of you today, just because it could be that you might get a seat that doesn't have the best sight lines. Or maybe at some point in time you won't be able to hear the chazan as much as you would like to. Or maybe you might get, if you're outside, you might get a little bit of a draft. Or if you're inside, you might be under a vent. Or you might feel like you were put in a corner, or put on the side, or put in front, or put too far back. It's hard to find the perfect seat in shul. I just want to ask for your understanding. There is an incredible group of people under the leadership of our executive director, Shani Topper, our office manager, Adina Schwartzbaum, and a number of other incredible volunteers. Our president, Yehuda Neuberger, has devoted hours upon hours to trying to come up with these systems and protocols. People are working really hard. And you might walk in and you might see all of the glaring imperfections, of which there are many. In the spirit of Yamim Noraim, and in the spirit of forgiveness, you'll forgive the things that are not perfect. And you'll overlook the things that are not as exactly as they should be. People are working really hard to make the best of a really difficult and challenging situation. So if you're unhappy with your seat, you could certainly call the office and ask. And if we could accommodate you, we certainly will. But if we can't, I just ask of you to recognize that wherever you're sitting, here's the good news. Maybe the sight line isn't great. Maybe you can't hear the chazan as well, but the most important thing is your connection to the Ribono Shel Olam is unaltered wherever you are sitting. We come to shul to accomplish one major thing, which is to connect, create a connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, to one another. And wherever your seat is, and whatever your sight lines are, you have the ability to do so. So I ask your mechila, in the event that you're not happy with your seat, you're not happy with the area, or if you tried to get into one minyan and it was closed out and you couldn't get out to that minyan, you had to seat you somewhere else, I ask your mechila. We would love to be able to accommodate everyone, give everyone what they want, and create an optimal experience for every single man, woman, and child who is part of this kehila. And Amir Hashem will strive to do that next year. But this year, we just ask you to bear with us. We ask you to be understanding. We ask you to be kind. And if you see Shani, or you see Adina, or you see Yehuda, or Yonason Kaplan, or Yisrael Blumen, or so many, Menachem Sheen, any of our Gaboim, Gabi Cohn, Josh Erez, Avron Elbaum, if you see Arbalei Tefillah, Yankee Shore, Gabi Cohn, if you see them, give them a thank you. Because everyone is trying. And everyone is trying really hard. I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your understanding. I thank you for your support of the Kehila. I thank you for being part of the Kehila. And I look forward, Amir Hashem, to a beautiful, uplifting, meaningful, and cathartic Yamim Noraim together. I wish each of you and your mishpachos a ksiva v'chasima tova. May it be a year of refuah, a year of hatzlacha, a year of aliyah, a year of simcha, and Amir Hashem, a year of geula. a year of Moshiach Mihira Bi'Ameinu. Amen.